coming, let's turn to the 44th book of the Bible. The 44th book of the Bible. Sister Nicholson just called and she's on the way to the hospital with her daughter. So she had to rush her to the hospital. Let's pray right now for Father in heaven, in the glorious name of Jesus. We ask you to overtake, God, for this child. Lord, in your name and for your glory and for your will, touch right now. Touch right now, God. Touch right now. Whatever the problem is, God, you know how to fix it. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. Use a God that answers. Give the victory, God. Give the victory. Give the victory. We command Satan to take his filthy hands off. Work it out in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we give you praise and all glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's believe it. Let's believe it. Turn with us to the 44th book of the Bible. Which book is that? The book of Acts. The book of Acts of the Apostles. The book of Acts. The 9th chapter. Verses 10 through 16 for our first scripture. And facing oppositions. Facing opposition. I think we brought a portion of this one time before and we didn't finish. Facing opposition. It's in this life, you're going to have oppositions. I don't care who you are, as you grow up in this life, you're going to have oppositions. There's all kinds of opposition that will face us in this life. Some things is very painful, very strenuous, and very difficult, but God has a way of delivering and working things out for us, regardless of opposition. And we learn to face up to obligations and whatever faces us. This is why it's important that when we get saved is to grow up in God, grow up in the Lord, grow strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to learn the word of God. It's important for every believer to learn the word of God so that you can know how to rightly divide the word of God, know how to use the word for the word to bless us. See, the word will bless us. We know how to use the word that God has given us. There are a lot of people know of the word. They know of it. And a lot of us, we get in church and we learn church methods and church isms and church words and church sayings. And that may be all right, but that's not learning the word of God. A good saying is maybe all right, but that ain't gonna work when you need Jesus Christ. When you face old Slewfoot, you're gonna need the word. You're gonna need how to rightly divide the word of God. You have to speak the word with boldness and with power. Another thing about the word of God, God has given us power. Amen. God have given you power. The Bible says, given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You know, you're supposed to know the mysteries and the word. I think it's too many of us depending on somebody else. I'm going to pray for me. That's all right. The Bible said pray one for another. But it's nothing like knowing for yourself. Nothing like knowing, know how to do business, know how to grow in God, know how to develop in the Lord, know how to overcome obstacles in this life. It's nothing like knowing how to overcome it for yourself. I believe that parents ought to teach children how to deal with their issues in their circle. As they grow up, they go to primary school and teach them to be strong. Well, that little boy hit me in my mouth. Or he hit me in my head. And you have to know how to deal with it. Some parent, if he hit you, you hit him back as hard as you can hit him. That may not be the answer. That may not be the right way to tell that child. It may not be the right way to do it. And he ought to try to handle it another way. Sometimes if you haul off and hit them, and next thing you know, they done locked in, and and somebody's bleeding. But you try to learn how to handle things. Teach your children not to be a wimp and teach your children how to protect themselves. But not every time somebody's hit them, they got to haul off and slap them back. Some people just quit the fight, period. After they done got saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and got to walk in hallelujah, they still ready to fight. Some people just, that stale nature to get it on, you know. But that's not the way to do it, honey. This is why you need to learn another dimension of Jesus Christ. Not time something happened that you're ready to swell up. Another thing, learn to be an overcomer. Learn to be an overcomer. Learn how to overcome things. Learn how to overcome people. Learn how to overcome yourself. Learn how to keep yourself under control. Learn how to deal with issues that come to you personal as an individual. Each one of us individually have to deal with certain issues of life. The Bible speaks of the issues of life. There's all kinds of issues in life. All kinds of thoughts arises in our minds. All kinds of thought will come your way. You know, and when you allow yourself to just sit up and entertain thoughts, thoughts become things. We have to be careful how we just sit up and entertain thoughts. This is why it's danger to sit up and just look at certain things on television. Just sit, look at certain things. You get that in your spirit. And the enemy loved that. He'll play that back in your mind at a time when you don't want it. He'll be playing it back in your mind. So thoughts become things. And this is why we have to learn how to deal with things. Another thing is important that you have need to learn how to learn how to deal with spirits. Spirits is all around you right now. All kinds of spirits. They're in the air. The only way a spirit can express itself and have to get in a body. Spirits all in the air. Spirit, all kinds of spirits. And they are looking for a body to get into. They'll get into an animal, but they'd rather get into a person, a human being, get into your mind. And they deal with your mind first. Spirits deal with your mind. Spirits come out against your mind. That's when the Bible said, let this same mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Paul's get us to lift the thing to keep fill your mind with. Whatsoever thing is jealous, honest, pure, lovely, and of a good report. Fill these things with your mind. The Bible said, all good and perfect things come down from above. Think on that good thing, because these spirits want to keep your mind filled with a bunch of negative things, negative stuff, and keep you out of the will of God, keep you from getting the things that we should get in the Lord. But there is a way to get to what God got for you. Come on now. There's a way to get to it. Facing it. Learn how to defeat the enemy in your own life. Learn how to defeat him spiritually and naturally. Learn how to defeat the enemy. There's spirits in the book of Matthew, I believe it is the 12th chapter, verse 43. The Bible said, in fact, these are the words of Jesus. He said, many spirits have gone out. No, he said. He said, when an unclean spirit, that's what it is. In John, it's when many spirits have gone out into the world. But in Matthew, he said, many spirits have gone out into the world. That's in John. But when a spirit unclean, what is that? Come on now, there was a lot. Matthew, trying to quote it. What it says? Yeah, that's it. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. That's the scripture I want. When an unclean spirit goes out of a person, when he leaves, he walketh through dry places looking for somebody else to get into and findeth none. When he don't find one, he will come back to the house where he went out. And he'd rather come back there because he don't want to leave that house that he came out. He don't want to leave that house. He want to stay there. He want to hound you. He want to drag you down. He want to make you look old and bad, and want to get you hung up on the habits of this old world and make you look bad. You look at some people, they're only about 35, 36 years old. Look like they're 55 or 60 years old. Look old. Because the enemy, the cares of this life and the sinful acts of this world ages you, makes you look old and makes you look bad. It tears you down. It brings you down. But you don't have to accept that. You don't have to accept that. You can look at the, enjoy the wonderful ideas and the wonderful plan that God has laid out for our lives. And we can enjoy that. Just like now, we're sitting in a heavenly place. Yeah. We're sitting in heavenly places right now. We're hearing the word of God. We're hearing what the Lord is saying. And it's refreshing when you're in the presence of the Lord. Don't you feel refreshed sitting here? You don't feel depressed and disturbed, but you feel refreshed because you're in the presence of the Spirit of God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is joy. There is happiness. You can find a new way of life when we are in the presence of the Lord. All right, let's go to a scripture. The book of Acts, the 9th chapter. Begin reading at verse 10.
And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias.
Uh-huh.
And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Now, here is the Lord is speaking to Cornelius, speaking to this man, and telling, showing him in a vision that there are one that was some named Saul at this time, that he was to go to him and put his hands on him and pray for him. Now, we know that back in Saul's days when he was, what kind of man he was. He was mean. He was a man that hated the church. He hated the saints. He hated the believers. He was one that would round them up and have them put in jail. We don't have no record why he killed anybody, but I guess he was called some to be killed. But he was a man that didn't like the saints. He didn't like the word of God. And that's what happened when we don't know God. A lot of time we said bad things about the Lord when we don't know him. Now here God is telling Ananias to go and do something that was very hard to do. There's a man that his former life was bad, and he's telling him to go. But the Lord told him now that he prays now, that he is a servant, that he had won him to the Lord. Well, most of the time we think of what a person was. That's when it's hard for us sometimes to tunnel loose what a person was. I remember when they was, you know, we just won't turn that loose. But when God make a change in a person's life, we should release that other stuff. I don't care what they was. All of us were something at one time. Some of us really messed up. But when God saves us, we are a new creation in God. The old man have been done away with. And behold, the new man have sprang forth. So Saul was a man that God wanted for his service. And if you notice in the scripture, I believe it's over in, up farther up in that scripture where the Lord, he was on his way to Damascus. And the Lord spoke to him, knocked him off his beast. And because he was on his way then to get some of the saints to haul him back and to put him in jail. He was on his way to get a load of them. He had got a letter from the governor to bring a load of them back and put them in jail and all like that, trying to stop what God was doing. But the Lord knocked him off a beast. Now, remember, he was a brave man. He was bold. Paul had something to offer. Many of you sitting here, you have a lot to offer. You have a lot to offer. God don't look at the wrong that you are doing. He's looking at the good that you could do. I mean, there's a lot of good in all of you here. A lot of good. There's a lot of wonderful things that many of you could do. Some of y'all that sit in here, you could really sing. You could sing. Some of you can do computer work. Some of you can witness. Some of you could really do a whole lot if we would go after it for the Lord. But instead, we chose sometimes just to be kind of reserved, laid back, leave it up to somebody else to do. But everybody that God saved and raised up, he wanted them to go forth and do something. That's when the scripture said, blessed are he that hear these sayings of mine and do them. Be a doer. Now, it's not always easy to face your opposition when you start doing something. In fact, that's the only time the enemy going to rise up when you start doing something. The moment you decide you're going to do something, you're going to have old Slewfoot, he's going to come at you to try to stop you. I said something bad to you to hurt your feeling for you to stop. But we must not be a wimp and be soft and be so easy, be ready to quit time somebody growl. We got to have some backbone. We got to have some courage. We remember when you was out there and you was ready, if somebody rubbed you wrong, you were ready to get it on. Well, we want you to get it on for the Lord, not get it on for the devil. Get it on for the Lord. Be willing to stand up and speak up for the Lord. Say what need to be said. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be ready to do that for the Lord. What do we mean about opposition in the first place? Opposition. What do we mean about that? That's a place across. Directly across from another is called opposition. Facing or moving away from each other can be opposition. Being in opposition can be opposition. So there's many definitions of opposition. You can have a spiritual opposition. And you can have a spiritual hang-up. As many opposition that we have to deal with in life. You have to deal with the hang-up of a child, a hang-up of a wife, a husband, a hang-up of a hypocrite in the church, somebody that rub you wrong. There's many things, oppositions that we have to deal with. But as important as a child of God is to know how to deal with it. Come on, somebody. Know how to deal with it. Because in this life, you're going to have to deal with opposition. Give me my other mic. We're going to have to know how to deal with opposition. There are things that will happen to us all of a sudden. Some things that come up on us all of a sudden. And this is where you're going to need to know God and need to know where how you can deal with it the right way when it come up. Not just jump to the conclusion and deal with it the wrong way and create a worse problem. This is, it's important to build up a spiritual method, a spiritual way of thinking, a spiritual way of handling ourselves, a spiritual way of talking. It's important. And when things happen, you just pretty much follow the spiritual guideline that you've been following. And most of the time, the Spirit of the Lord, just like the scripture said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Lord will always give us what to say if we are spiritual connected. Come on, somebody. spirit. That's why we should never get so far out in left field, geeking and laughing, so at ease in Zion, because we must always be alert. That's what in scripture tells, watch as well as pray. Be watchful. Be watchful. Be alert. Be aware. Don't ever take everything for granted. Don't ever be always be alert, because there are spirits out against you. There are opposition against you. Satan is out there to hurt you. He don't like you. You are a turncoat. You used to love him. You used to serve him. You don't serve him no more. So he hate you. He don't like you. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And they hated him without a cause. And the enemy is going to dislike you. But you don't have to worry about that. Just watch and be as well as pray. Paul was a man now have changed. He's a man have changed now. He's a servant of God. And now God has sent Ananias to talk to Paul and to pray with Paul, put his hands on him. When God knocked him off his beast, he fell to the ground. He fell to the ground. Pick her right up and take her right outside. He fell to the ground. Enemy, he fell to the ground. And the Lord said, just run your hand under and just pick her right up, brother. Pick her right up. That's right. Somebody go out there and get a place for her. Take her right into the lounge back there. And the enemy do crazy stuff, honey. The enemy do crazy things. He do crazy things. But once we turn to God, turn your eyes this way, turn your minds back this way, it's a trick of the enemy. Go out there and pray for him. Pray about him. And the enemy do crazy things. But when we turn to God, do you know God wiped the slate clean? I don't care what we have done. Oh, Brother Joe Moore there, he was terrible. He was terrible. Brother Joe Moore, Sister Ellen Moore prayed him through, Lord. She prayed him through. He was awful out there. But he's sweet now. He can sing. Ain't he wonderful now? When God make a change, that's when the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old stuff have passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. Oh, honey, it's a make a change in it. I know Brother Edmund. I remember back when he was out there. He kept a bottle in his hand most all the time. When he wasn't drunk, he looked like he was half drunk. But the Lord have cleaned him up and straightened him out now. And he's a deacon in the church. So we don't go around and keep talking about what Brother Edmund used to be. And I know when he was out there. Leave that alone now. He's a new creature in the Lord. So when God changes us and make us brand new, when we learn how to overcome what has happened, that we can go on and learn more about this man you call Jesus. Learn more about him. Learn his ways. Learn what he has for our lives. God has something individual for every one of us. God has a plan for our lives. And we don't get that overnight. A lot of times people want to rush it. They want to get that overnight. They want God to open all the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing right now. Now. They want it now. They want to wait. Isaiah said, they that will wait upon the Lord. There is a wait up here, because God have to teach us different dimensions of our lives. God want to teach. He have to teach us in mind. Teach us how to think. Teach us in our spirit, that we can know how to have the spirit of Christ. He teaches our ways, so we have the ways of the Lord. God have to teach us so we can take on the ways of God. The Bible said, when a man ways pleases the Lord. Come on now. When it's ways. You have people say, child, that's just my way. That's the problem. God trying to get rid of your way, that we can take on his way. Because when a man ways pleases the Lord, he make even his enemy to be at peace with him. If you want your enemy to shut up and be at peace and be silent, learn how to please God. Learn how to stay in the will of God. Follow peace with all men, because holiness without, no man gonna see the Lord. We have to follow the ways of the Lord, the plan of God. God's plans is so different for us. God will teach us. You'd be surprised. God can teach you mind-wise, that your mind will be sharp, honey. Mind-wise, the thought, the Bible said, when a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God can teach our mind that our mind can be sharp. We can think logic. We can face facts. And we be able to face issues. When issues occur, God will give you exactly what to say. Sometimes people come up all of a sudden, ask the question, and catch you off guard. You ever heard that? Catch you off guard. But if you love the Lord, God always give you what to say. Amen. And that's very important, to know when and when not. This is when to know when to speak, when not to speak. When to hold your peace. You're not supposed to just take everything. Well, what did they say? I just didn't say nothing. No, you have to know when to say something and when not to say something. You cannot just go along and don't say nothing all the time, because the enemy is out to steal what God has in store for you. What God has for you, honey, is for you. And there's nobody can stop it but you. So this is why we have to be on the alert. This is why we have to watch as well as pray, because we are building a lifestyle. You're building a lifestyle. You're building up in something that you can maneuver in this life, get along in this life, get around crazy folk. There's a lot of crazy folks in this life. People ask a lot of crazy questions. And almost every day, somebody passing by here, stop, Reverend, I listen, can't you help me with some of that money you got? Pastor, have you ever, you never did this. You always had it easy all of your life. Well, people look at you now, they feel like you had it easy all your life. Well, I want you to know, my father died when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I had to work hard in my life. I know what it means to scuffle. I know what it means to pinch pennies. I know what it means to go through something. That's why I can talk to you and tell you, because I've been through some stuff. But I want you to know, if you fall in love with Jesus, if you ever fall in love with Jesus, there is no thing that God will withhold from you. He will help you in all that you go through it if you fall in love with Jesus. Preacher, go to another scripture. I believe that's verses 17 through 22. Read that other scripture.
And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately they fell from his eyes as it had been scaled.
Yes.
And he received his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on his name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests?
Now, if you notice here, now look at something here. Ananias was supposed to go to Paul, Saul, and pray for him. The Lord spoke to him. This is where you got to know God. I hear a lot of time that something spoke to me. Now, this came up in Sunday school this morning about people talking about something spoke to me. This is where you got to know God. You got to know that the Lord is talking to you. When I get to talking about this, it brings my mind back when the Lord spoke to me about coming down here. And if I didn't know God, I could have just messed up everything. Well, this is where you got to know the Lord, honey. She told this lady,
you got to know
the Lord called you to preach.
God
is talking to you. You cannot just jump to the conclusion that allow your own thoughts and something that you want to do, and then labor that is God. What we want to do and God is two different things. See, God don't look at your desire. God look way in you and see something in you that is powerful. Just like God did Jeremiah. Remember, God said, when you was in the womb, I knew thee. He didn't say, I saw thee. He said, I knew thee. God knew him from the womb. And he said, from birth, he was called to be a prophet to the nations. See, because he's seen him in the womb. God's seen us before the foundation of the world. God knows what's in us. Christ knows what's in every one of us. Everyone, God knows what's there. God knows what we can do. He knows what we can't do. He knows where we're coming from. He knows what we're about. The Lord knows us. His eye job is to know what is in thee. Remember, there's a scripture in the book of Deuteronomy that says that thou will know what is in thine heart. We really don't know what is in our heart. Come on now. We think we know, but we really are pressed to come, pushed to come to share. You'd be surprised some of the things that you would do and say. I didn't know that was in me. This is why we have to constantly empty out and push in direction of the Lord. We must push forward so that God can put in us that what he want in us. That God put in us what he want in us, and that God can bring out of us what he want in us. But God don't want the wrong thing coming out. So he have to empty us out. Before he can fill us, he have to empty us first. A lot of people, God have to clean us out, and purge us, and pull all of that garbage and that mess out of there. Then he can fill us with his spirit. Put his spirit in us. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. So that we speak the words of God. So we say the thing that God said. When we said, and the Lord told me, folk will know that God said that. It's easy to say, the Lord told me. That was y'all don't know her. She used to be a member of this church. She said, oh yeah? Yeah, yeah, God have called you to preach. You just might have started preaching. So the lady stopped preaching. And she made a mess out of it. So they got a little sermon somewhere in a little church. And the man said, well, honey, who told you was a preacher? And you know what she told him? She told her that the lady told her that she was a preacher. She told her, do yourself a favor. You go and go back to work and do whatever you was doing, but don't you try to preach no more. Well, you'd be surprised. People tell people that. Tell them that you're a preacher. You look like a preacher. I don't care how much you look like a preacher. God didn't call you to preach. Don't you try to get up there. Do it. Well, this is not an easy thing, getting up preaching. Because you get to preaching, folk will look at you. They will look at you funny. But you know what God told Jeremiah? What did he say? Don't be afraid of their faces. When they look at you, you'll be able to look them right back. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. Because a face tell you something. Come on now. A face tell you something. So we must not be afraid. That's when Jesus warned his disciples over and over. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be bold as a lion, but be harmless as a dove. Be full of love. Have a heart full of love. Love everybody. Like Mother Heart.
Yeah.
Love everybody. I don't care who they are. Love them. And know that the God of heaven is on your side. So Ananias had a tough job to go face this man who he knew was a terrible fella. But when he got there, he was blind. Ananias did what the Lord told him to do. He didn't go there hitting and missing. But he told him that the Lord told me to come. I lay my hands on you, that you will receive your sight. And Ananias laid his hands on and prayed with him, and God opened his eyes, and like scales, it fell from his eyes. But this made Paul know without a shadow of a doubt, this is God. When God do something for you, honey, you know this is God. This had to be God. Nobody could have done this but a God of heaven. Nobody could deliver me like this but a God of heaven. When you know, this is why I advise everybody, you may not know when you're going to get your next paycheck. You may not know when you're going to get a new job. You may not know when you're going to get a new house. One thing you do know, fall in love and know God for yourself. Know God. That you can say what God said. Don't never allow nobody to mislead you when you know God didn't say it. If God said it, it ought to feel good. Here's another thing. Let me run to thank you, Holy Ghost. When people come to me, the Lord told me to tell you. Well, one thing about if the Lord told you to tell them, you ought to have a confirmation from the inside of your spirit. You ought to feel a confirmation in your spirit, and you ought to feel a confidence, and you feel a agreement in your spirit that God is saying this. But if you feel a rejection in your spirit, or you feel a coldness, or you feel that something ain't right, you better be careful. Because the Bible says many spirits have gone out into this world, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. And that Antichrist out here is deceiving and being deceived. And he's leading and misleading. Yeah. But it don't have to be you. It could be somebody else, but it don't have to be you. When you know that God have told you, you can stand on the shadow. When you know that God sent me, say, God sent me, and I will not move one iota, live, die, sink, or swim. I'm going to stand on what the Lord said. If the Lord said it, honey, it's got to come to pass. Oh, yes. That's one good thing I liked about the Lord. If he said it, it's got to happen. It may not happen overnight, but as sure as you live, it's going to come to pass. Go to another scripture.
Acts the 11th chapter, verses 25 through 30.
Write it down.
Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world,
mm-hmm.
which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
Mm-hmm. Now, when this man, one thing about Saul, when Saul got delivered, we ought to take a page from Paul's book. When God deliver us, we ought to be so different. The world ought to see a different in us. The church ought to see a different. The job that you work on, your family members ought to see a different. You ought to see that scripture where behold, all things become new. We ought to see a new life, a new walk, a new talk. We ought to see brand new things happening in our life once we find Jesus Christ. We'll not go around hurting people's feelings, walking over folk, don't speak to people. We ought to have the love of God abiding on the inside. It was that same Paul that rose up and wrote most of the New Testament. Paul wrote most of the Testament because he sold out for Jesus Christ. He went down in Arabia and stayed for 3 years studying the Word of God to communicate with Jesus Christ. He found out that Jesus was real for himself. He found out that this man you call Jesus, his word is true. If he said it, it shall come to pass. If he promised it, he's going to do it. I don't care who denied Jesus Christ will make it happen. It will come to pass if God said it. If it's in your heart, if you see God moving in your life, honey, don't you let nobody stop God from moving in your life. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is power in God's word. Paul said it. He said, David said, fret not yourself because of evildoing. But Paul said, stand fast in the liberty where Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You can stand fast in the liberty with Jesus Christ. You can stand on the word of God. I don't care how many come out against you. You can stand on the word of God. Paul said, and let us be not wearied in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if you faint not. Don't get wearied in well doing. When you know you have done the right thing, you don't have to get wearied, because you know if you don't quit, God is going to help you to reap. You can overcome any devil that come out against you. You and God is the majority. Jesus said, I give unto you what? Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the powers of the enemy. You got power to defeat the enemy. But Jesus said in another passage of scripture that I use quite often, he said, thou shalt have whatsoever thou sayest. Learn how to say it. Learn how to say it. Learn how to say it. said, devil, I'm not sick, but I'm healed. I'm not bound, but I'm free. I'm not down, but I'm up. I am what God says I am. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There is a power in you. Paul said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There's a power in you that will defeat the enemy that come out against you. But you have to learn how to say it. Tell the devil, I'm not weak, but I'm strong. I'm not weak, but I'm strong. I'm not bound, but I'm free. I am what God says I am. Because you have to defeat the opposition that's coming out against you. There's a devil don't want you to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord belongs to the children of God. And every one of us ought to go after what God has for you. I'm going to have what God has for me. I'm going to enjoy living. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life is found in Christ. Yes, you can. You can enjoy abundant life. Do you believe that? You can stand on the promises of Jesus Christ because God had brought us from somewhere. I don't know about you, but I know he had brought me somewhere. When I was down, he picked me up. When I was going astray, he went back and got me. And now I can say thank you for being good to me. Do you believe that today? Some way or somehow, God will turn it around. If it broke, he'll fix it for you. If it's down, he'll pick it up. If it's sick, he'll heal it. Yes, he will. He'll bring it to pass. Say yes. Say yes. Raise your hand and give God some praise. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Rest on your feet. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing what God would do when we face up to our oppositions. When we face our opposition and stand on the word of God. It's amazing. It's amazing what the Lord will do. Oh, yes, it is. It's amazing what the Lord will do when we face up to our opposition. That's when Jesus said, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Some of you have a lot of fear. But get rid of fear. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, yes. You know, one day this week, I waked up early in the morning. I sure that old devil will try anybody. He don't care who you are. He'll try you if you're afraid. I waked up early in the morning. And all of a sudden, I felt a spirit that came. And I felt him buzzing around my head. A spirit. And I don't get you. I'm going to get you. And I rose up in the bed. I said, you filthy devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood is against you. I said, you came to the wrong house. You made a mistake, boy. Get out of here. Loose here. I rebuked that old boy. I got up out of my bed and I walked down the hall. I said, you devil, you have no place in this house. Wife didn't even know I got out of bed. But I got up and I rebuked that devil. I said, you got no place in this house. You have to learn how to rebuke when these things come out against you. If he come out against me, I know what he'll do to some of y'all. You have to learn how to rebuke it. Don't be afraid. Whatever you do, do not be afraid. That's the first thing that Jesus warned his disciples. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. If you let fear grip you, he'll defeat you. But if you hold on to your faith, stand up what you know that is right, hold on to what you believe, the God of heaven will drive him out of your life. He'll drive him out of life. While everybody is standing, if you are here today facing opposition, some of you here is facing some tough oppositions in your life right now. Some of y'all are facing some tough stuff. Some bad things are coming your way. And God wants to help you. You are the product of Jesus Christ. The Lord loved you. He loved you. You're on his side. Satan is trying to crush you. But God said, not so. You can defeat him right now. I want you to move to the nearest aisle. I want to come down and I want to help you pray that boy out of your life. I want to rebuke that spirit. I want you to know that thing will have to go. We'll rebuke that thing. That's right. Just kneel down, brother. We're going to rebuke that thing. That thing is going to leave your life. He's going to get out of your life. The God of heaven has power to help you. You are the product of Jesus Christ. You belong to God. You are sweet peoples in the Lord. But it's the enemy that's trying to come out against you. That's a trick of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he will. He come out against you. He try to take from you what God has given you. And he has no authority to take from you what God has given you. What is yours, it's yours. And when God give it, it's yours to keep. When God give it, it is yours to keep. He don't give it to you today and take it back. If God give it to you, it's yours to keep forever. You can stand on it. You can rejoice in it. You can praise God for it. Come on, somebody else. Come on, somebody else. There's a visiting lady here. That word was the very thing that you needed. But don't let pride hold you back. Would you come? You're visiting here. You're not a member. And the enemy has been pressing on you. And some of the things that came out of the message is some of the very things that have been happening to you. Would you come? Come on, step out. Come on, step out. Don't let the enemy talk you out of it. You're visiting. You're not a member. But God wants to help you. That's why he sent this message. That's why he sent you by. Come on, you're visiting, lady. You're visiting here. You're not a member. Come on, I got to move on. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. I got to move on because God wants to help you. God wants to help you. God wants to pour you out. That's right. God wants to pour you out. Some of the very stuff that is happening to you, God wants to deliver for you. God wants to send you on your way rejoicing. Will you come? Got to move on. Altar worker, would you come at this time? Altar worker, would you come at this time? Would you come? Altar workers, come and stand behind these. You that's kneeling at the altar, I want you to know the first of all, the Lord loves you. I don't care what is happening to you. I want you to know that God loves you. Don't ever let the enemy steal that from you. Don't ever let him take that out of your mind. God loves you. He loves you.